Welcome back to Sports Day. Great to have your company. And for Sullivan Logistics, three votes for storage and overnight freight. They never say no. Let's jump inside the Freo Dockers. Josh Carr kindly joins us tonight here on the program. Josh, welcome to the show.
Evening, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, mate. Josh Tracy currently fronting the WAFL Tribunal tonight, trying to get off that couple of weeks suspension that he copped. And the latest news out of Fremantle is that Matt Taberner has left training today. How is he? Is he okay?
Yeah, look, it's obviously not unusual for Tabs to come off the track. He's a bit tight in his lower back. We expect him to be okay and ready to go for the game.
2 weeks ago, it was all looking rosy, wasn't it, with the Fremantle Dockers, but many injuries over the last 2 weeks. Are you concerned at all as a club about the injuries? Because there are a lot of soft tissue, and I know you made changes, a lot of change last year to medical department. Has the surface been mentioned around Coburn and that playing a part in this?
Oh, look, I think the first thing is, I guess it's always a concern when you get a few injuries, especially over the last week and a half. You know, there's a fair few of those that are reoccurring, and I guess it's unfortunate. There's been no chat about the surface, down at Coburn. You know, I think it's been obviously pretty good. I don't think there's really been an issue, but I guess there's been a few injuries, which is obviously unfortunate.
A lot of young players too, when you talk about some of those soft tissue injuries. Calf injuries to young players, Carl, it's a bit different. But the good news is Adam Chera, Griffin Lowe, Caleb Sarong, Luke Ryan are all ready to go. Is Griffin Lowe ready to go?
Griff's slow and steady. I doubt he'll get up for this weekend. We'll probably hold him back, considering where we're at with the tours and making sure we ticked all boxes. So Griff's still a wait and see. The rest of them are all ready to go and ready for selection.
Justin Longmuir said it would take a fair bit for Sean Darcy to play. How's he recovered from his injury, and is he likely to be considered?
He definitely will be considered. He trained extremely well today on the track. He spent some time up forward and gave us something. So there's no doubt he's available. Whether we pick him or leave him another week and have him cherry right for next week.
With all the forwards being out, how's the discussion been in match committee about whether to make some of those moves with some of your key defenders to go forward?
Yeah, look, there's definitely been discussion about it. I guess if we do make that call, who's the right player to use? And there is a bit of flexibility having the tools that we've got available in the back six or seven. So I think there's flexibility that within game we can change it if something's not working. But, there's definitely some thoughts going into that strategy.
Lloyd Meek named today, of course, to make his debut for the club. Well done to that man. But who's likely to back him up?
Well, I guess the first thing is obviously it's really exciting to have Lloyd make his debut. 5 or 6 weeks ago, I thought he had a long way to go to be a AFL ruckman. And then he just, in a 3 week period, he came along in leaps and bounds. And then I think it shows you with opportunity that he got versus West Coast, and he took that and has played extremely well and plays role. So it's a great work from him. And then as far as backing Meeky up, we've got obviously Tabs that will play forward, and he'll be the first call to give us some backup. And then if we need to, we can also go to one of the key backs as well.
Are you of the view that Meek and Darcy at some point can play in the same team together?
Yeah, for sure. I think one with what Meeky showed in the last 2 weeks, he definitely has given us something to think about in the ruck. And I think Sean's got some really good forward craft also. I think the way that he presents at the ball and leads up at the kicker, he gives us something there. So I think there's some flexibility with that being able to play those guys together.
Given the scenario that's unfolded in the last couple of weeks, which is unfortunate because, all of a sudden it starts to look like that there's not as much pressure for spots. But how has that been, mate? Obviously, you've got a lot of younger players there, some very talented young players, and there might be a few get an opportunity a little bit sooner than what they would have thought.
Yeah, look, I think if you look at the team and you look at the midfield and the defence, there's definitely a lot of pressure for spots. Those two areas, if we've got, I'd say we're at full strength, really, if you look at both those two areas. So that's a big tick. It's obviously just the front front six or seven where we've copped it in the last couple of weeks with the injuries. So that's where it's probably not as competitive. But at the same time, I guess there's mids that are they're putting their hand up, but if they're not getting a game in the midfield, then they can also go forward. And there's some young guys, look, as far as that, I guess, you know, look at Liam Henry. I think his you know, pre-season's been outstanding, and he's performed when he's been playing the AFL team. He's looked dangerous, and then last week for Pilly looked really dangerous. So Switkowski had a great pre-season. So I think those small forwards that have been touch and go, it's been really competitive. So I don't think there's a big gap between the guys that have missed out. Obviously, Sonny's a really good player, and he's hard to replace. But I think the rest of the field is very even.
Yeah, and look, I suppose the biggest concern for you last year was your forward line. It probably stuck its head up again a little bit against West Coast in that very first game. So you'll be hoping overall that the connection between the whole team can help elevating your scoring, because, of course, if you're scoring more goals, you're a chance of winning more games.
Well, yeah, that's right. And I think, you know, we want to get the ball in there. So if we can get the ball in there enough times, and you get, you know, Fifey that can go forward, Cherramundi, these guys that can go forward, Brayshaw, get a few goals out of the midfield, as well as obviously spread the load in with the forward six.
How good do you think Sam Sturt will turn out as a player? I saw some footage of him today taking a big hanger over Aaron Sanderland. That's no easy feat, but it seems that he's getting closer as well.
Oh, he's got talent, Hayes. He's a talented kid. He's got speed. Obviously can take a grab as well, as we saw in round one last year. So, but we've got to get him out, keep him out in the park. You know, he's got to play consistent football and just get out there. So that's the, I guess that's where we're going to start with him, just getting him on the field.
Are we likely to see any more debutants in round one? Heath Chapman's one that's been around the mark, played pretty well when he came on in his first game, and I did notice a contract extension early on in his time.
Yeah, look, he's around the mark, and he was extremely he played extremely well for Peel last week. So he's putting pressure on to be picked for this week.
And some vigorous debate we've had already on this show tonight around the new substitute rule. As an assistant coach, what did you make of it?
Oh, look, I think it's healthy. With if there's an injury and keeping the game as even for as long as you can. Obviously, if there's another injury, then, you know, you'll go one down. But if you get an injury in the first quarter and the first 10, 15 minutes of the game, you're one down for the whole game. It makes things pretty tough. So I think it's a positive move from our AFL.
Things have changed a bit since you played and Carl played and I played. But do you see a situation where a senior coach or any coach puts pressure on one of the medical experts to make a change which is not likely to be there?
Look, I wouldn't have thought so. But I guess with the pressure of AFL football, then, you know, the possibilities come final. So, look, I just don't think it's going to happen these days. I think the pressure on AFL doctors, that they're going to look after their players, and they do, and I just don't think that's going to happen anymore. Maybe 10, 15 years ago, where coaches had a bit more control over the medical department, it was, you know, definitely different back then, but I just don't think that happens these days.
What did the scouting report tell you about Melbourne, the team you're coming up against?
Oh, look, they're a really good contested team. I think they've got some big bodies around the footy, and I think when they win the contested and the clearance and they get the ball in their front half, then they look really good. They had a really good game against Richmond in their practice games, and then Western Bulldogs touched them up around the contest last week. So you got a good look at both, I guess, sides of their game. And then, you know, they do move the ball really well when they're up and about. So defensively, we're going to have to be on top of our game.
Nice to chat, mate. Thanks for your time tonight.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.